Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. We have a little bonus for you today. Every week, Matt and I do a segment for our patrons called Every Flavored Beans, where we talk about something that we didn't get a chance to talk about in the episode. And what you're going to hear is a recent Every Flavored Bean conversation. It is December 1st. On the first of the month, credit cards often expire. So if you are a patron, please check if your credit card has expired over the last couple of months so that you come back and get all of these amazing perks that we offer, including bloopers and bonus conversations like the one you're about to hear. And if you do not support us on Patreon, we welcome you to come over to the amazing Patreon community. You get all sorts of perks over there, including many conversations like this. So here is just a little bonus conversation with me and Matt, inspired by the memoir of Gilderoy Lockhart. Enjoy.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, Matt.
Hi, Patreon. So, Patreon listeners and supporters, Vanessa and I were just talking about how fictionalized Gilderoy Lockhart's memoirs are and how self-aggrandizing his fictionalizations are. And so we were wondering if we were called upon to write self-aggrandizing and fictionalized memoirs, what would we say we had accomplished? What would you say you had accomplished, Vanessa? Yes.
In order to get myself in the mood, can I read what Lockhart says? I just want to be able to set the stakes.
Yep. Great. Yep.
So Lockhart says, okay, nice loud howl, Harry. Exactly. And then, if you'll believe it, I pounced like this, slammed him to the floor, thus, with one hand. I managed to hold him down with my other. I put my wand to his throat, which I didn't know that that's how wands had to work. I then screwed up my remaining strength and performed the immensely complex homorphous charm. He let out a piteous moan. Go on, Harry, higher than that. Good. The fur vanished. The fangs shrank. And he turned back into a man. Oh, so effective. What could I do that would be that amazing? I would like to say that I was the person who thought at Netflix about streaming. I was like, enough of this sending out DVDs nonsense.
People should just come up with streaming.
I came up with streaming. It was my idea.
What a brilliant idea, Vanessa.
Thank you.
They should write a book about you.
I know. In my memoir, I'd be like, I was alone at my apartment in Brooklyn, and I had to send back my Grey's Anatomy DVD and wait for my next DVD. And I thought, what would it be like if I didn't have to wait? What if I could just hit next? And then I thought about it, and I wrote to Netflix and was like, you should be able to stream Grey's Anatomy, and look at the world we now live in. You're welcome, everyone. What about you, Matt? What would you take credit for?
I feel like mine's kind of boring, but I have to be honest, right? Like, I would have been a bench player for the Detroit Tigers.
Uh-huh.
And just a bench player? Well, this is what I mean. I mean, of course I want to be the starting first baseman for the Detroit Tigers, right?
Yeah.
But this is in my memoir. Like, it can't be like, it has to be like, you know what I mean? Like, the scale has to be right. If you're like the greatest player ever in Detroit Tigers history, that's just it's a fundamentally different story. It becomes a baseball story. But instead of it's like, oh, I spent a few years in the Detroit Tigers organization.
Yeah.
And you know, it just happened to be the American League Championship. And it was the bottom of the ninth, and there were two outs and two people on base, and the Tigers were down by one. And the manager pointed the finger at me, and I went up and, you know, hit a home run.
You hit a home run. You didn't just hit a single and bring someone home.
No, we're down by one. It's a two-run homer. I'm not going that. I mean, I'm going to give myself
you
a home run.
You had two people on base, so that would be a three-run home run.
What did I say, two? Okay, then we're down by however many. We win by one.
Got it.
It's just
you
enough.
You win by one.
Just enough. Yep.
Whoa, so dramatic.
Yeah. Very dramatic. It's got to be a home run, though. I mean, you got to. If I'm going to get a home run in the story, if I'm going to hit a hit in the story, I want a home run.
Yeah.
So that's
I don't know.
That's
There's
what
something
I
really great about a beautiful double, right?
I was thinking possible double, but yeah. I feel like if I get to write one, if I get to only get to write one fictionalized baseball moment
in my memoir.
I want it to be a home run, right? So
absolutely.
I was thinking double. I was thinking double because a double, if we're down by one, there's two people on and I hit a double.
Yeah,
and clear
you
the
bring
bases,
them both
we still
home.
Win. But there's something about coming home. Yeah, I still say
totally.
Home run.
No,
this is
I
my
want
fictional
that for,
self-aggrandizing
I
memoir.
I want this for Vanessa. You. Okay, wait. Can I tell you something else that would be in my same memoir?
Okay, great.
I would be an exceptional baguette baker, and I would actually win the Paris Artisanal Baguette Award one year. And you get something. I don't remember what, but like a you provide the baguettes to like to the president for the year.
Whoa.
And like you do. This is I think that this is real.
That's amazing.
And so I like at some point in my 20s was a baker and I was really good at making baguettes and I actually won the competition one year. And I knew I was going to win a second year in a row. And I was like, I don't want to take all the glory. So I quit that. And that is when I spent my time in Brooklyn and was, you know, really wanting to watch all my Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. I mean, what most people don't know about me is that before I came to Divinity School, I had been a judge at the World Barista and World Brewers Championships. But I had to give that up in order to write my famous National Book Award winning novel. But the fame was too much. And so I came into Divinity School.
It really made you were like, fame, it's so empty. I need to do some introspection.
It is. It's so empty. That's right. I need to reflect.
It makes me sad to think about all that time that you felt isolated in your fame, that you were just surrounded by people and yet you had never felt more alone.
That's exactly what it felt like, you know? All the book parties and everything, people just kind of clamoring for attention, but not really wanting to know me, right?
Totally.
And I thought putting myself on the page would fill that void. I felt like I would touch others, but it just became another opportunistic sort of rat race. And I found myself missing the coffee world.
Yeah.
Right. And so I decided I had to move on. I couldn't go back to coffee. The coffee world had moved on without me.
Sure.
I had burned that bridge.
Cold brew.
I'd burned that bridge.
The coffee
bridge. I burned that bridge. I had over roasted. Let's mix our metaphors totally. I have over roasted the coffee bridge. And then that's why I came to Divinity School. Yeah.
That's really beautiful. Do you know that I also was the creator of Care Bears? Just like as a child.
You created Care Bears. That's
amazing. So I had a teddy bear and it had a white tummy and I drew on it. I was like,
what did you draw on the tummy? Was it the rainbow?
I drew a rainbow on the tummy.
It was the rainbow one. Oh my gosh.
And I was like, Mommy, I think that this is a Care Bear and its power is that it cares. And my mom was like, that is such a good idea, sweetie. Let's put a hard piece of plastic in the shape of a heart on its butt and then try to market this. And now we have Care Bears. You're welcome, everyone.
You have a very savvy mother.
She really exploited my 3-year-old instincts, but now we're millionaires. So
my instincts were elsewhere. You know, I was less interested in caring and more interested in eating.
Relatable.
My favorite. Yep. Love strawberry shortcake, and that's where strawberry shortcake comes from. I wasn't going to talk about that part because it seemed like it would be like saying too much. But like, if you enjoyed strawberry shortcake as a child, but that's because I thought of it. And then that got too big. And I was like, you know what? This, for health reasons, we need to focus on vegetables. Cabbage Patch. But I mean, that's not really, that was a past life. Really, the thing I'm really mourning is the World Barista Championship judging.
Sure, sure,
that's
sure.
the life that I shouldn't have left behind.
But do you know what's interesting for me is that I was really concerned about turtles and the fact that we weren't focusing on Renaissance painters. And I was like, we're forgetting essential parts of our beautiful,
how do we bring this
pond
message to children?
Animals.
Yes. Yes.
And of our art history. And I think that we should focus more on both of these things.
That's right. Marine reptiles and Renaissance art.
And sewers. Sewers do not get enough appreciation. And I was like, we need to focus on this, y'all.
An essential human technology.
Truly. Wastewater management, so important. And I just felt like we weren't paying enough attention.
But if only, like, if you could, like, address the plight of adolescents also. In also tackling these problems of wastewater management.
Yeah.
Renaissance art and marine reptiles.
And those, celebration
if you could add
of pizza.
The plight of adolescence. Yes. Pizza celebration. Yes.
And bringing the term cowabunga to the world. From Malibu to the world.
Do you think AJ's face means that this beans episode is over?
I think AJ's face is that he is reconsidering and thinks that maybe we could do a comedy podcast. I also think AJ is too young to understand some of our jokes. He's like, why is strawberry shortcake part of this toy metaphor?
I know. I went the food away. I was going to try to say I invented rainbows and then Rainbow Bright, but I thought that the shortcake should be more believable.
Oh, my God. Okay, we should wrap this up, but I would just like you to know that my suitcase that I took to every sleepover in the 80s was a Rainbow Bright suitcase.
Of course it was.
And I still have it, and it's so beautiful. Now only like one pair of shoes fit in there because my clothes
are
bigger.
A short shirt set.
It's true. That short shirt set was for sure in that Rainbow Bright suitcase multiple times. Matt, the flavor of this to me was Cookie Crisp.
Ooh.
Ugh, the best sugary cereal. That is definitely... And then there was a perfect moment to eat Cookie Crisp where the milk had penetrated, but they had not yet become soggy. There was just a perfect crisp Cookie Crisp moment. You had 30 seconds. You had to shove the whole bowl of cereal into your mouth.
Yep.
And that is the flavor of this bean. What about you, Matt?
I'm getting a cereal vibe also, but I also have the echo of strawberry shortcake. Mm-hmm. Actually, the scent of strawberry shortcake. Remember, the figures were scented. And so the flavor I have is... Frankenberry. Frankenberry cereal is the flavor of this bean.
Well, everybody, we obviously want to know what you would have put in your Gilderoy Lockhart type memoirs. And can't wait to hear. AJ would have been a producer of a different podcast. Thank you for your continued support, Patreon.
Bye, Patreon.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everybody. I am just dropping into your feed here to let you know that starting June 6th, you were invited to a class, Living Joyfully, with me. Living Joyfully is going to be a 4-week class dedicated to bringing more joy to the everyday. every Thursday in June, we will come together over Zoom to think through big questions like, what is joy? What relationship do I want to have with joy? Where am I missing opportunities to bring a joyful spirit to my daily life? I ran a month-long class like this in January that focused on courage, and after getting really incredible participant feedback, I'm thrilled to be using the same model with this new focus. Each week, we're going to begin with a journal prompt. We'll then have a conversation focused on a different aspect of joy, and then we will do a sacred reading practice to see what meaning we can glean from texts about joy. If you know that you want some self-reflection in your life but struggle to hold time and space for it, then this class is for you. This kind of internal work is often really easier to perform and regard seriously when it's undertaken with a like-minded community. And so through 4 weeks of supportive, collaborative work, we will build intention and develop rituals for more joyful living. Register before June 6th by heading to notsorryworks.com. That's notsorryworks.com.